Welcome, everyone. Thank you. Thank you for being here on time. We really appreciate that. We are about to embark on an experience together, and it's going to move, and I'm going to apologize in advance. It's going to move fairly quickly. And so for those of you with English is not your first language, accept my apologies now because we're going to move fast. But that's okay if you know that's feeling too much. Just trust that you'll move back into the process and we'll bring you along. And if you have questions, just raise a hand and someone will come around and give some support. So real quickly, this is an arts practice where we are going to make to unknow. And our organization is called Making to Think. And this is also part of the Integral Facilitator track. So some of you may have been participating in that. And there's a few things from Integral Facilitator that will just naturally happen in here. A couple of those things are we often use intention, our own intention, as a way to ground us when we don't know what's happening and when things are moving really quickly. We typically talk about the rules of the game or ground rules for how we're going to function together as a group and a team. We talk about ourself as instruments and also group as instruments. And today, part of this experience is going to be individual expression and group expression. And finally, in Integral Facilitator, we try to use only what we call a homeopathic dose of theory. So not too much, not too little. And I know that's hard to do at an integral theory conference, but we're gonna do our best to keep that light and then keep moving. So with that, I want to share what our intention is today. Our intention is to offer just a taste of what we do at Making to Think, and that this particular arts practice that we've designed for you, we'll hope that it will provide a possible practice that can work in a lot of different environments or one that you might take up yourself. So, real quick, here's our light frame. So, you guys have seen this all the time. Here's how we're thinking about this. In this side of the street, in the it's, in the science, in the true, what's happening in the world is this convergence of three major accelerations. We have technology and Moore's Law, we have climate change, and we have globalization. And speeding up, and frankly, change is the new normal. And so how do we work with that being the new normal? And it's really, really, these are happening at exponential rates. But over here in the interiors, we don't have an exponential function of growth that seems to be happening, and we're struggling to keep up. Our cultures are struggling to keep up. Our individuals are struggling to keep up. So we believe that using art as a practice, shining light through this prism, can be a powerful practice in addressing those issues and working with these accelerations. And it hopefully would look something like this. So with that, I want to leave, there was a quote I heard earlier from somebody, which was, certain hope in an uncertain world. And I think that's oftentimes what the arts brings. And so with that, I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Eitan Shapira, who is a master of fine arts and other things, artistic, and here we go.
Thanks, Pete. Hi, everybody. Hi, guys. I love these faces. It's such a treat to be here with everybody, and I just my moment to say thank you for sharing your light with all of us and each other. Talking about art, as Pete said, and one place to look at that is let's look at some experts who are experts at change. And here's kind of an example that we can look at from the arts world in that way. This is John Constable, painter from the 1800s. And we say, well, okay, he's a landscape painter, known for landscapes and making these beautiful, epic landscapes. So what are these cloud studies? He's got this whole experience of cloud studies throughout his life that he goes back to. And people say, okay, those are great. They're great practices for the real stuff. And other scholars argue and say, no, this is really the stuff. So what do we mean, and why do I suggest this? So if we look at this, and let's turn on to the next slide, and zoom into that corner in the top right over there. As we zoom in, you'll look at, there's a moment here where there's a cloud covering the sky. You see this white cloud, and it's kind of painted a piece of white on top of blue, the blue sky. And that makes sense. You know, you're painting the sky. If you were to paint the sky, you paint the sky, then put the cloud on top. It makes so much sense. But on the left-hand side over here, there's a moment. See where that blue is covering the white? The sky is painted on top of the clouds. That makes less sense. And there's a moment there that kind of reveals something. Pete, if you zoom out to the whole screen, it's happening all around the painting. Sky over cloud, cloud over sky over cloud. And what does that mean? If you're going to actually make the sky, that's what it's like. You're actually practicing change. You're practicing painting quick enough, knowing your skills, but being prepared for things to change around you. And we'd like to suggest the artists are experts at doing that in certain ways, and what can we take from practicing what we're about to do today from that space. Here's how we take this idea and these ideas from the arts to the corporate world. And we find that they're experiencing a lot of change. And not just art often as a moment of embodiment, but actually also art as the moment of transformation, art as a way by making to actually experience something different or what you know differently rather than creating what it is that you already know. So, one other place, we can go here, just a few points before we start from the business world. So the business world is catching up on the right-hand side, the way Pete was sharing on the, it's, they're, you know, technology is disrupting technology, it's changing so quickly that the skills that business leaders need, employees need, is the number one, creativity, active learning, critical thinking, is increasing, is becoming the number one skill that they need. So they're catching up, and as Pete was saying, the part of that, and how do I keep up with this as a culture of innovation? And the one other place to kind of place this for us, if you can go to the next slide, please. There, we've got here, it's kind of a moment about earning perspective. So if I was going to ask you, look at this image, this painting over here. What do you look at? What do most of us look at? So in the first 7 seconds, what we actually see is, you see that little yellow line in there? That's a retina scan of people's eye following a painting for the first 7 seconds of looking at that piece. 7% right in the center. On the right-hand side here, this is an expert looking at that. What do we mean expert? Either an artist, an art historian, a curator, somebody involved in the arts. The first 7 seconds of looking at that same piece looks like this. Two things, chaotic and unpredictable. Not only is it more 70% of the image that they're scanning, but a different 70% each time. So imagine putting both of them in an experience like we're having now, but 2 hours through, what happens? This person starts to see this in the first 7 seconds. And this person also increases the more of what they see in a different way. And imagine now a group of 10 people in this world. Very bright, diverse views, completely different perspectives, bringing into the same 7 to 8% of the image. Tackling all of it from different perspectives versus people who are seeing in this way, which might be familiar to what we're talking about here, differently each time, 10 people in a room like that. So with that in mind, I'll transfer over to Pete for one moment, but we'll start our experience.
So to start this experience and to have a bit of a compass for moving through this quickly, I would ask that everybody take a deep breath. Exhale. See if you can find a word or an image that represents your intention right now for the next hour that we're together. Find an image or a word And throughout, try to use that. When I refer to intention, that's going to be your intention. That will be your compass throughout this experience. Okay, and so real quickly, try to find that. I'm going to real quickly give the ground rules that we like to use. We often use one that's be for each other. And we're going to add be for yourself and your intention in that. Another one we like to use is listen. And so we're going to ask in the end, will be some time to talk to each other. So listen deeply to each other and listen deeply to the moment. And again, listen to your intention. And we had one more. What was it? And make sure that we take opportunities to offer praise to one another when that feels appropriate. Are you ready? Are you ready? Okay.
Okay. So from frame to actual experience here to practice. So I'll run us through the sequence, and we'll time you as we go. We'll let you know as we move. And again, it'll be going quickly, so you might feel uncomfortable certain times. It might be, you might have some kind of uncertainty. Make the best decision, follow your intention as you go. So let's start. If you have a pencil or a pen with you, let's take that out. There's a few extra on the table in those cups. Please use those. And have a fresh piece of the white paper in front of you. Okay. Anybody missing a pencil, anything? Just make sure we're good. Okay, so I'll invite everyone for in a moment to make a shape. Simply make a shape. A shape, we'll define it really quickly. Put your pencil on the paper. You can make something geometric. It could be amoebic, however you'd like. It stops where you started. That's a closed shape. Make one of those in 10 seconds. Ready, go. Okay, now please, next step, invite you to copy that shape 3 times. If you have space on the same paper, if you'd like to start a new fresh piece of white paper, go ahead, copy it, keyword exactly. Copy it exactly 3 times. Really try to get this right. Exactly. Another 15 seconds. Okay, the next thing we'll do is consider for a moment a 2x version of your shape. What's a double of your shape? So for example, double the size, double some of the elements, the pressure, double the speed. Something about the way you created that shape, double it and create that shape, the 2x version of your shape. Another 7 seconds. Okay, now copy the 2x version that you just created 3 times. Exactly. On the same paper, if you need new, fresh piece of white paper, go with that. But really, exactly is your key word. Don't mess this up.
If Eitan's being too strong with you, just remember your intention, relax, it's okay, breathe.
All right. The next thing is when you're done, please put your pens or pencils down and grab the scissors. What we're going to do with the scissors is can you find your original 1X, that small shape, the original shape you made? And please, as quickly as you can, we'll give you 30 seconds to cut it out. Go ahead. Now, as we have a little bit of a time crunch, what I'd like to do is I'll be speaking as you go. But as you're moving, please cut out that one shape, that original 1X shape. And then on the bottom of your pile of paper, there should be a colored piece of paper. We'll use that as the canvas for our purposes. So place your shape, take that canvas out once you're done cutting, and place your shape on top of that canvas. And after you've placed your shape, start to move it around. We'll call this hovering. So hover that shape in different locations, try it in different orientations. If you need to, change the orientation of the paper, that colored sheet of paper. You can turn it upside down, invert it in any way you like. What you're doing at this moment, as you're hovering that shape over the paper, is you're finding the best possible location for that shape to go. There's only one right answer. Make sure you get it right. And only after you've identified the exact best location where this shape belongs, please grab a commitment stick and commit. Okay. Excellent. And commit. Now, once that's glued down, a few people are almost there. Excellent. I'll invite us. The next step is to please go back to your white paper, find another one of that 1X shape, the small shape, a copy of the shape that you just cut out. Please cut that copy out as quickly as you can. And at this point, you have a procedure. The procedure is to cut the shape out, place it on top of the canvas, hover until you find the best possible location, and then, only when you've determined that is the best, glue it down. We'll give another minute to do this. And really, as you hover and you're locating where the best possible location is, just make sure you've got it right, okay? Don't mess this up.
Don't listen to him. Just find your intention. Use your intention. It will guide you.
Another 10 seconds. And some people, we didn't know, right? So some people might have some more complex shapes. It takes a little bit longer to cut out. Just don't mess up. Okay, the next step, moving on, is if you can go back to your white paper and find one of the 2X shapes. And if you have cut out around it somehow, please recreate the 2X shape on another fresh piece of white paper and then cut that out. And repeat the procedure one more time using the 2X shape. So your double shape, cut it out, place it on the canvas. You can reorient the canvas in some way. You can reorient the shape in any way you'd like. But there's two pieces on there that you've already committed to, right? So what is the best possible location that this 2X can be placed? Try a few out, and only when you're certain that's the best, commit. Excellent. We'll give another 25 seconds for this. As you're placing the 2X down, some people might already be there. If you are, use this moment to start reflecting on what you have in front of you, and perhaps consider, how are you making decisions given the circumstances? Just look at where you've placed things. And how do you show up to make these kinds of decisions right now? Everybody's almost there. Take another 10 seconds here. Last 2Xs to be glued. Terrific. And perhaps as you're reflecting, and as people are joining in the reflection, as they're finishing up, hold the canvas in one hand and kind of push it a little further away from you so you can have a good view, have a look, really consider your shape, the decisions you made, where you placed it, how you glued them, how the decisions changed. Now, please grab your scissors with the other hand and cut the whole thing in half. So in one direction, halfway through, so you have approximately 2 even pieces. And now once it's cut in half, I'm going to invite you to cut what I'll call kaleidoscope. So please kaleidoscope the 2 shapes by turning them around to find a new orientation. They could be touching at the edge. They can overlap in some way. The idea is that any orientation other than the original orientation, and the next thing you're looking for as you're doing this is what is the best choice you can make right now. Keep kaleidoscoping. Once you've determined this is the best possible choice, glue them together. Commit to that new orientation of your canvas. Okay, once they're glued, I'm going to invite you to go back to your white paper, find another one of the 1X shape, the smaller 1X shape. Please repeat the procedure one time on this new orientation with that 1X. So you cut out the 1X shape, find the best possible place for that to go on the new orientation, and then commit, glue it down. Excellent. Everyone's working very hard. It's terrific. All right, so you've placed the new 1X in this new orientation. You've committed to it. Almost there. Consider, as people are catching up here, how you're making decisions, again, given the circumstances. How are you making decisions now? Once they're almost, give 5 more seconds. Now let's please cut the whole thing in half again. Please cut the whole thing in half in one direction. So you have approximately two even halves. And at this point, you know what to do next, right? Kaleidoscope. So take the two pieces, shift them. They can touch, overlap, just at the edges. And what you're looking for is the best choice you can make. And only when you're certain, glue them down.
And just a reminder, at these points of commitment, it's a great time to remind yourself of your intention.
Now, once they're glued, I'm going to share that this next step it's terrific. This next step is going to be the last step in this moment with papers and scissors and what we're doing in this before we shift. So it might change your choice knowing that this is the last moment you can work in this way. In this last moment, I'm going to invite us to go back one more time, find the small 1X or the 2X shape as you'd like. One or the other, cut that out and repeat the procedure with this final orientation one more time. You're cutting out the shape, place it on the canvas, hover, and glue. Yeah, off of your white paper, yeah, find that shape or create it again, and then find the best location and glue. Now, as you're finishing, if you're done, please walk up to where Pete is over here against this wall and determine which way is up for right now. And grab some of this tape and tape it to the wall. Tape your piece to the wall. And what I'd like to ask is, as you're placing your piece on the wall, it should touch another piece that's already up there. And it can, just like we did before, it can overlap, or it can just meet at an edge, but it should touch at least one other piece, please. And at this point, perhaps as you've finished and you've placed your piece on the wall, step back, perhaps go back. Let's have everyone go back to their seats, just so you can see the piece as it's emerging on the wall.
so as the last pieces go up in our collective installation here, take it in. What does it evoke for you? What does it bring up for you? How is your intention playing out among all the other intentions in the room? So take that in, and now pull out a fresh piece of paper and something to write with. So we're going to switch mediums now, but we're going to tie the medium into what we've been doing and tied through our intention. So to help prime switching into a new medium, which is going to be language, which I haven't been doing much of, at least you haven't, we have, we're just going to prime that pump a little bit. So if someone, the person with the longest hair at your table, figure out who that is, raise your hand. Who's that going to be? All right. So you know who it is. All right. So that person, they're going to start with, they're just going to start with a word, any word that pops in your head, and then you'll go around counterclockwise around your circle, counterclockwise, and just free associate the next word that you think of. So longest hair goes first, go counterclockwise, just and go around, let's say, three times, just quickly. So if it's like fruit punch, then the next person would say alcohol, and the next person says, there you go. Okay, so are we ready? So go around three times, we'll ring the bell. No, don't write it down. This is just throwing it out in circles, just a prime. So just free associate the word with whatever the person before you, whatever their word was. You ready? Go. Have you made it around three times yet? Okay. Okay. So, we're primed, we're ready to go. Now we're going to have the pencil in hand. And across the top of your paper, well, before I give you that instruction, again, take in the collage and touch in to your intention. Find an emotion, find something that's here, present right now, maybe the image that it evokes. Find that thing for you. And you'll have 30 seconds to write the first line of a poem. The first line of a poem. So just write that across the top of the page. One line. You'll have 30 seconds. Go. Okay, 5 seconds left. 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, pens off the papers. Take that piece of paper, hand it one person to the right around your table. Now, drop your own poem. Look at the first line in front of you, read it, take it in. Now write the second line of that poem. Begin.
And as you're creating your line, as you're creating this next line, just keep your intention. Make it present. And keep your intention in mind.
Okay. Now we're going to hand the paper to the right again. Drop your last poem. Take in the poem in front of you. Read the first two lines. And you have 30 seconds to write the third line of that poem. Yes, yes it is. If when you're lost, just go to your intention. Okay, and again, hand it to the right. Read the poem. And write the next line. Line 4. Okay, and I think we're getting the pattern now. Let's pass it one more time. Okay, so now pass it one last time. For those with five at the table, you should have your own back in your hands. And you get to finish the last line of the poem you started. Oh, you're four. Okay, great. So then you can pause there. So this will be the last round. Finish the poem out with the last line. Begin. Okay, so once you're complete, once you've finished, now, as a group, go around and read each poem back to your group so the group can experience the whole thing. So we'll go around about 30 seconds each. Go around, read it, and start thinking in your mind which one or two of these really has the most energy or that most captivates you, because we're going to pick one that your group's going to share with all of us. So go ahead and start reading the poems to each other. Okay, so now.
have you come up with me. Okay. And then when he reads it, if you guys can stand out at the edges of the... You stand in the center.
I think you need to wait.
Oh.
You don't have the intention at the moment.
Can you grab your...
Is it us who are going to dance?
No. Just read.
Done.
Are you ready? You guys can come here. If you can stand in support, like right here. He's gonna read. So you guys can stand here. It's your team, right? He's gonna represent. You guys will be dancing in response to this one. If you want to go quick, look at the words, so if it gives you some. So we're going to create a little vibe over here, musically. All right, well, we're about to get your first presentation of our first poem. A multimedia presentation. Responsive, improvisational, and it's about to happen. I'm going to give you this. Wait till some music comes.
I become we. With a tan that burns. And learn to love what is arising out of it. Cherish the awkward, and all will rest. Will rest. Rest on a fully awakened burn.
Thank you very much. All right, who's going next? You got your reader. Who's chosen their poem? Back here. All right. Stuart, come on up. Let these guys take a quick peek so they have just a sense. Would you say this is lighter or heavier?
Lighter. Faster.
So, there is something in everything. Everything flies, moves, rests. In the peace of straight heart, something more wants to come. Nothing came and went, and I was busy.
Who's ready? Your group?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so they know your poem. What kind of tempo do you want? Lighter, heavier, what do you want?
What do you think? Kind of like Zen.
Zen. Mm-hmm.
But like fully expressed Zen. Oh no, I'm not reading. She is.
I know, but fully expressed.
Okay.
When the world comes together, the ideas drop away. Boom! Concrete cracks under thunder. Tiny sprouts of perfect nothingness emerge. Blissful creation. Let our hearts be shown.
Okay, next up, give them a quick peek at your poem so they can, what kind of tone or flow do you want?
We're going to do it together.
Okay, what kind of energy do you want?
You give us it.
Just give it, okay. Just make sure it's in the microphone.
So we have to be
all right, in order. And I remember the last line, so.
At the beginning, there was emptiness and darkness.
At the second moment, there was color.
It spilled over the sky.
And rained violets on the grass.
Reflecting all the stars.
Beautiful.
How many more do we have? Who's ready?
There we go.
Great. Come on up. Okay, can you let these guys take a quick peek?
Who's ready?
We both.
Sure. Quick look at it. What kind of feel do you want? Up.
I think it's a bit more
uplifting. Yeah. Let's see if I can read everything. Diverse. Yes. There we go.
Diversity in nature and soul.
Together.
And apart.
We meet.
Where there is presence.
And sing the song of birds.
Of birds and of our soul.
Of spirit.
Of ours.
Last but not least, come on up. Okay, let these guys see your poem real quick. What kind of
the fish is lost. All confused. The sea is big. All silent. The sky is blue. I wonder. no star to follow. Only the sound of my soul to guide the way. To places gone, not ever before.
Well, that's a relief. So we're following our own process. We didn't know how that was going to work. I mean, we've seen elements of this before, but we had no idea. So the question now, how much time do we have? Okay. So we have 12 minutes to land this in a way that we can gather the most from what just happened. So I think I would suggest by just starting by pairing up with one other person, and the person with the shortest hair will go first, and just answer the following question: What's something that really stood out to me from that experience? What's something that really stood out to me from that experience? If you're the person not talking, remember our ground rules: listen deeply, just receive. And then when we ring the bell, we'll flip, and the other person will share. So pair up your question. Oh, that is a good point. So pair up the fifth person, join with the fifth person from another table, and then we'll fill in anybody left. So find your pair. If you don't have a pair, put your hand in the air. Okay, Cleo. Let's see. Pair. Okay, come over here. Cleo.
I get them after you harvest to find a new partner?
Yeah.
Or you do that? I'll find new partners.
Yeah. How about I'll have the mic, so I'll say find a new partner, and then once they've found it, then your voice comes up. Switch if you haven't already switched. Okay. Is anyone willing? Is anyone willing to just maybe y'all shared in two? Is anybody willing to share with the whole group a moment? Here we go.
I just realized that it doesn't stop. You know, it's like with us suddenly making videos, and then with this, oh, we could have streamed the videos, having them going on there, and after that, I don't really know. But and he was like, there is no stop in this process. There might be a practical pause happening right now, but this is not stopping. This goes on.
Thank you.
Well, I noticed that my intention was to welcome. And because of that intention, each time I started judging or wanting to control, or I could let it go because it happened in all the room and it was a joint way of being. It was very relieving. Yeah, thank you.
I was sharing how enlivened I am by the process of kind of squeezing with speed and chance operations and spontaneity and creativity coming in, the way that it like presses together and how it subverts all ways the ego tries to, like Nina's saying, control and your habitual patterns and your desire for it to be whatever, interesting or awesome or whatever it might be. And just to see what comes from that is like completely enlivening. So great.
Thank you. All right.
I think that I and I think all of us experience flow. That time was like not existing, that some things were just going on naturally. And what I really like about it, that presentations, everybody was so focused and looking at without any distraction. And sometimes we prepare so much and we talk so much and nobody really is interested in what we are saying. So for me, that was big discovery.
Thank you.
I found it very interesting that we were going from the I space in the we space in the embracing space. It was like a process. And this is what I really love, to see how quick it can unfold and how much wisdom is in this room. I thought, wow, I got blown away.
For me, it's like being in a spa in a way of healing, because I see how fast we get engaged and so much trust to the facilitators. There's not even a hint of resistance here. So for me, this is like, oh, that's possible that people don't resist when someone facilitates and even such crazy stuff. So.
Thank you for not resisting.
I'm curious, did anyone really struggle? I mean, you mentioned earlier with the, I mean, I am so appreciative of your willingness to flow with us, particularly, and all of you were like, I know one language, that's it. And so I'm so amazed at people who are working in multiple languages. What was it, would you mind sharing what it was like for you? What was difficult? When did you find it difficult? When did you find it easy?
Sometimes you may have an idea about or a feeling, and then you have to look for the words in that language or to really express it accurately, because you know the standard words, but you need some accuracy to write fine feelings and sensations, and that's a little, takes a little more time. They're the words, but it takes some more time to find them than 30 seconds that you gave us. So they come down, but it takes time to go look into my inventory of vocabulary that's in there.
Somehow you did it. What was your intention? Do you mind sharing?
Yeah, I'm really not used to doing this experiential stuff, and I'm really scared to death for doing this, so you put me on the spot now. I had the intention to fly, like to fly above my fear, and I attached my drawing to something that has like wings, but I attached it a little bit underneath because I'm still afraid. And somebody else came, and their picture's like a bird, and it stuck it on top of mine. So the bird is there again on top of it. And in our group, we had a lot of, and I didn't write it, a lot of flying and sky and whatever. So it's like, really?
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for your courage and, yes, for participating. I'm sad because we're running out of time, and I feel like we've just begun. And I want to just allow Eitan to make any final comments, thoughts, reflections, because this is a practice of yours intensively for many, many, many years. So just any final thoughts?
Thank you, yeah. I'm just, I notice a lot of the experiences, thank you for sharing that, but the struggle and the moments of ease, I encourage us to think about what those moments are. And I appreciate what you shared also about struggling together, is what I heard in there, just when we're all struggling together to create something. Part of the it's at the end was a collective it's, and the struggle was also in that space. It was very real, present in the room. And there's artists to share that practice this all the time. That's their practice, is to create and then cut it in half and create and cut it in half. And there's people who aren't artists in the traditional sense like this who create and cut it in half and create and cut it in half. And I just encourage us to keep doing that. And thank you so much for showing up the way you did.
Thank you. Oh, yes. Thank you.